Talk Live, 855-453. The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Check out freetalklive.com. It's a website where you can upload, well, anything you'd like to upload as far as stories or blog posts, that kind of thing. Link to them, vote other people's up, vote them down. They can do the same to yours. It is an interactive website at freetalklive.com. Lots of eyes to see the stories that you do link to. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
And you can call in and talk about what you want, 855-450-3733, here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Jonathan, calling from Australia. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah, how are you doing?
You're good. Now, what I heard you saying before we went to the break was, it seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, what I thought I was hearing was this explanation that basically all the evil in the world has been created by religions in the past, and that this is the root of all evil. And
it seems like a huge part to me.
I think this is a simplistic.
He's talking about the idea of sin, specifically.
I want him to address it. Jonathan,
what do you
say to that?
Well, what I was not really saying it's the root of all evil.
All right.
More as much as it's the fictions, the kind of the ideas that are generated in order to elicit support for the political structure that is typically a religion. And it goes the same for a state. But just as an example, you take Ron L. Hubbard's...
L. Ron Hubbard, the Scientology.
Scientology, yeah. I mean, there you go.
It's a glaring example, there's no doubt.
It's a glaring example of a synthetic, what I call a synthetic religion. It's just an incredible fiction that has convinced people that they have these engrams, these kind of deficiencies in which can be dealt with by joining and spending lots of money and whatever it is that you do with Scientology. And it's just that whole concept of...
Yeah, I see the common thread.
Having this an imperfection, a vulnerability that can only be addressed by joining the group. And that goes even to the state where... shock horror. If we didn't have a state, there'd be anarchy and chaos.
Because people are stupid and bad.
I think these are good parallels.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm happy to learn that my thetan levels are not low.
It's interesting. Christianity has been created by Christ, supposedly. I think not. And here's the reason why is that Jesus is quoted as saying that there are only two commandments: love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And these are supposed to be the only two commandments for Christianity. However, 2,000 years and a lot of well-meaning little busybodies, you've got a religion that entirely means something completely different than that. And so religion is a tool of the state and always has been. In some cases it has been the state, but it's a tool to control people. And I think that's where you're coming to. And I agree with you in that way. But people have all kinds of, ways that they can be controlled. Now the worry about terrorism. It's always fear. If it's not fear of some terrible place you go when you die, it's a fear of the Hun coming, to the door or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, people are controlled by their fears and, the religion or the state, and they're both the same thing when it really comes down to it. It's all faith-based belief systems.
And sure, it attracts, some people who are well-meaning, but power also attracts predators.
Yeah,
every time. especially powers that have these forms of legitimacy. And throughout most of history, that was considered to be the highest form of power with the most legitimacy.
For the vast majority of human history, you're absolutely right. And I'd ask you this about positions of power. If positions of power attract evil people, and I think everybody would say that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
How about the good people that are attracted to those positions also to do good? Are they even able to compete
for
a position of violence with a violent and evil person? Can a person who's good and peaceful even compete with a violent, evil person for a position of violence? That's what the state is.
That's the real trick, though. And that's the real trick. Like, the horrible, malevolent intentions of 10 people can always catch a ride on the backs of the good intentions of a million people. And we see that again and again in just about, that's the state, that's the religion, you know, that's the army, that's the police, that's the drug war. That's just so ubiquitous.
Indeed. Yeah. Jonathan?
Can I jump in there? I don't know if you guys have come across Philip Zimbardo's work, his latest work on the kind of the science of evil in a way.
Nope.
He kind of touches on all that, about the situations that you put people in, the beliefs that they hold, and half of it is just being aware of when we're being manipulated or when what situations we're being put into and being objective about what we're doing and not taking instruction or advice from authority just for the reason of authority.
What about the Stanford Prison Experiment, where they people were put into positions, randomly put in positions of prison guard and prisoner, and they immediately, assumed
those roles
relatively quickly over time, in the course of days, assumed the roles of these positions to where they were, the guards were acting in sort of evil ways, worse than I've seen prison guards act in a lot of cases, and I've seen a lot of prison guards act in a lot of different ways.
They had to stop this experiment early because the prisoners were being so mistreated and
prison revolt. Many of them were being subservient. I mean, it was very interesting stuff how they jumped into the roles. Those people knew from the very beginning that they weren't that this wasn't real, but they did it anyway. What's the explanation for that, Jonathan?
They've established an arbitrary kind of a system of authority, and they're kind of playing on that. And it's surprising, even though that was just a role play, that humans seem to be vulnerable to it.
Jonathan, back to your original point about the concept of sin, I think that you were right on the money with that. When you tell people that there's something inherently wrong with them and you set up these impossible conditions, people are driven to want to eat certain foods and you tell them, well, no, you can't eat that food because it's sinful, and people want to, they are attracted to other people, they want to have sex, and you say, no, you can't do that because it's bad, it's dirty, and people have all these different things that they want to do, but you set up this impossible system where they're fighting against themselves, and it really splits a person into two parts that are at odds with each other, and a person like that is really susceptible to being controlled because they're so busy fighting these so-called demons that
inner
are inside
demons,
themselves.
Yeah,
yeah, that they don't notice that someone else is trying to tell them what to do.
Absolutely, and you think of even then you have the situation about the Christianity, which the whole point of the life of Christ was to kind of help out in that regard, fix up the problem of our sin. Ultimately, you have to say, if sin is a fiction, then the whole point of Christianity is moot.
You go back to
even the definition of sin. Sin itself was created, supposedly, in the Garden of Eden. And that whole story, there is no factual evidence. I actually see it as a kind of a political treatise to pad the story, to pad the reason for a political class existence, really.
Well, I think that what we see is over time people's relationship to God in whatever way they view him or her or whatever it is, or whatever it's not. But I think that it's pretty clear that humans like God. You can find that throughout the course of history, that the religions have existed in the vast majority of cultures. And so that the relationship around God is chronicled by the different people at different times. They tell their stories in order to be able to understand, and then these stories get manipulated by people in power in order to control others. That's how I see it. Jonathan, I do appreciate the call, though, here at 855 at Free Talk Live at 855-450-3733. Your comments are welcome.
All around the world, People are achieving success and making their dreams come true. You can be one of them. Whether it's wealth, happiness, business, or relationships, the only thing keeping you from achieving your goals is the desire to be successful and the know-how to achieve it. At AllSuccessClub.com, you'll find the information you need to succeed from those who've already achieved it. Set your life on the path to success now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You're on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
You know, we just had the a caller discuss original sin here, Stephanie, and I know you want to get into this. This is one of your favorites. But before we do,
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've been following gold here recently, but not as closely as I should. I've been on vacation, but it seems like it's still a kind of a bargain. You can pick up gold, whether it's for investment, as a barter currency, whatever reason you want to get it, as a hedge against inflation, you can do that at gold.freetalklive.com. Get some of the best rates on the internet and support Free Talk Live and our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. It's gold.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, original sin.
Yeah.
Do you really want to open this Pandora's box?
Sure. Bring it on, like George Bush said. Yeah, it always gets me really riled up when people talk about this because I find it so offensive on so many different levels. Like, this story is so prevalent in culture. Like, there are variations on all these themes, and I don't know what that's called, some literary device where they allude to it in, like, a different book or something like that. But, you know, everybody knows the story, and it's like, this man and this woman, and they're innocent, and they have no idea what sin is.
He tempted Adam with an apple.
Exactly.
Actually, I believe it was traditionally a quince, and I don't know why it has turned into an apple in American society. I don't know if it is around the world.
Yeah, I think
I'd be interested. What our Australian listeners believe that it was, there, whether it's culturally an apple or not.
Who eats a quince?
come on. But I mentioned Pandora here, and in fact, the story is very similar with Pandora's box.
Yeah, exactly. It's in every kind of mythology. The woman, it's always her fault. It's all the woman's fault. And
why do you think that is?
Why? Because the stories are written by men, and they want to blame someone else?
But why would they blame women? I mean, most men don't hate women, right?
In those days, women were really treated a lot differently than they are now, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad we've made progress, but, women were definitely thought of as lesser than men for most of history and treated as such.
So they would be foolish enough to do these things? Why was Adam foolish enough to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Well, he couldn't help himself. That's the thing. It removes the moral responsibility from the man when it's the woman tempting him into sinning, right? It's not his fault because he couldn't control himself. I mean, he's just a man. Like, he has urges, right? And it's he sees this woman and then he can't, help himself.
Some people suggest that sex is the it's not actually a fruit from a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They suggest that actually sex is the knowledge of is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil or whatever it is.
Is the quince?
Yes, it's the quince.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean that women are evil in that way?
Well, it would be the same thing. I mean, the idea of looking at sex as a bad or evil thing is a little messed up to me. It seems to be one of the highest.
Is the snake a phallic symbol, and then in fact the male tempts the female early on?
I don't know. I guess we could analyze it really hard, but for me,
I think it's just a dumb story.
It's a dumb story that a lot of people believe, and a lot of people internalize those messages
with
you know?
Catastrophic effects too.
Yes,
because I mean, here we are. I mean, this story obviously, was targeted to towards women, like Stephanie mentioned, but here we are. 5,000 years after the creation of the Earth, and who's really still, who's really still being affected by this story is children, because the byproduct, if not the intention of this fable, is that we are born evil.
Yes.
And something has to make us good.
Yes.
And, for a while, I guess it was the church and God and relationship with Jesus, but now it is very much the state through the schools, and, parents see that as they're sort of an arm of that training process.
I had a girlfriend who was, pretty well atheistic. I never had a conversation with her about religion. If I did, it was going to be anti-religion because I'm pretty anti-organized religion. I do believe that there's a God, but I'm kind of anti-organized religion. And when she had kids, she switched back to her sort of old, her parents' beliefs and started sending them to school, Sunday school, so that they could be taught these stories. And, what my experience was, as I believed these stories as a young child, because they begin teaching them to you at 3 or 4.
Well, that's why, because nobody would believe them if they learned them as an adult.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were, say, an 8-year-old that could stand up and say to the person that was telling this, story of Adam and Eve and the snake and the eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God and his garden, his magic garden, and then, rainbows that didn't show up, and, boats floating around for a year, and all these stories that they full of animals above the mountains, and all these stories that they tell kids are true. I mean, if an 8-year-old just stepped up and said, do you looked him right in the eye and said, do you really believe this nonsense that you're teaching? I mean, you're telling all my friends here this bull crap. How can you possibly do this with a straight face?
Yeah, and spoiler alert about the Ark story. The lions are going to eat those zebras. That Noah, he's an old man. He's not going to stop two lions.
If you believe the story of the Ark, you have to believe that God did some magic stuff with the water, and therefore doing the magic stuff with the lions is pretty easy. I mean, you know, the earth went from the water that we have now to covering, what, mountains that are higher than Ararat.
Well, before you sound so incredulous, this is a guy who, you know, even though it took him 6 days to build the earth, he was able to build the rest of the universe in just one day. So, magic.
It's magic, Brad.
Maybe he's still working on it. It is expanding.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Too many questions. You know, Mark, when you said that, what if a 7-year-old just said to their religious teacher, like, do you really believe this stuff? At the time when I was learning this, I was raised Jewish in Judaism, and I learned all this stuff in the Old Testament, which is the worst part, you know, of the Bible. It has all the rape, all the killing, all the war, all the horrible stuff about women, all the really mistreatment of children.
The cliffhangers.
Yeah. Yeah, just this awful stuff. I was taught all of this, and I was questioning it really early on. I would say around the age of 8 or something like that. But I was afraid to speak up and ask, you know, is this really true? Do you guys really believe this? Because I was encouraged by everyone around me to think that this was so much fun to be in temple. It was so much. It was a great thing. And if I asked any questions about it, like, that was really kind of a no-no. And I got that message from adults really early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to feel like those feelings are about, there's something wrong with you.
Yes, absolutely. And it was like you were supposed to have this grand religious experience, and I never had that, and I did think something was wrong with me. So, but it wasn't until I started reading about it a little bit more and thinking about it that I was like, no, there's another option. I don't have to pretend that I believe this stuff that really doesn't seem compatible with the reality that I can understand and observe.
Now, what I've heard about Judaism is that you're taught, at least at some point in the process, to ask questions and to question the process and
maybe,
things like that.
Maybe on a superficial level, but not the real hard questions.
Like, I don't know that most Jews believe that those stories. I mean, it would seem like
there are a lot of Jewish atheists walking
religious
around
of the groups that I'm familiar with. You know, they're the least likely to believe those stories. You know, in the Christian church, I was taught, you know, those stories are true. There are no questions to be had. You are a bad person for asking these. I mean, literally. I mean, it wasn't an undertone. It was an overtone. Asking hard questions about religion is unacceptable, mm-hmm. is what I was taught. And,
yeah.
You know, frankly, when I threw it all away, that's what I found. I was without an anchor in life. I had nothing to teach me what morality was, and that's when I got in the biggest and worst trouble of my life, and I blame it on religion. 855-450-3733.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation, and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, MOLLE gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies, and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bail, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the religious subjects. But, you know, you can change the subject anytime you want. 855-450-3733. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. So the religious subject has been brought up, the gauntlet has been thrown, and you know...
It was all Pandora's fault because she opened the box.
I blame
She's
you.
Trouble.
I blame you. You've got two X chromosomes.
Oh, yeah.
The
must be my fault.
This is one of the tough subjects for Free Talk Live, because people in the Liberty Movement, and that's basically what we represent here on Free Talk Live, the Liberty Movement, believe all kinds of different things about religion. You know, some are Muslim, some are Christian, some are avowed atheists, and... you know, some believe like I do, just sort of in a, you know, a god of some sort or another. And people don't like it when their sacred cows are besmirched in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, but Mark, you know, I can relate this directly to liberty in many different ways, and I'll tell you how. I don't know if you want to take this caller first, but...
I do want to take the callers,
okay.
But I can tell you that everybody who has a religion can relate it directly back to liberty. I mean, I can take Quakerism and relate it directly back to liberty.
Sure. Okay, but just hear me out. I mean,
I'll be happy here. Let's go to Nick first, and then we'll go back. He's been waiting here a little while. Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. I'd like to continue what we were talking about last time about theories of the mind existing after death in the form of the soul.
This is becoming a very philosophical show very quickly.
All right. Theories of the mind existing after death in the form of the soul. Gotcha.
Right. Now, last Sunday, Mark, I believe you said something to the effect of, when I have pain, nobody questions the existence of my soul, but when I have Alzheimer's, suddenly they do. Correct?
I think I said something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I thought more on this topic, and I kind of came up with my own theory of theories of the mind and soul. One thing I noticed is that in order to believe in a kind of mind that exists beyond death, you have to create a distinction where the physical ends and the mind begins. And ultimately, this has to be arbitrary, and I think it says a lot about what a culture or religion says counts as the true you. Now, the reason I say that this has to be arbitrary is because most theories of a mind existing after death say that pain goes away, right? And
okay.
I don't know whether or not they would say that Alzheimer's, something like Alzheimer's, which is a permanent physical change on your brain which causes a change in personality, I don't know how many religions would say that Alzheimer's would or would not continue after death. But I think most of them would say that things you learned in your life, and, you know, learning, it causes physical changes in the brain, and that's how it changes your mind. They would say that that continues after death because that's a part of who you are. And
right.
That distinction of what changes reflect who you, the true you, who you are, and what changes don't,
mm-hmm.
Is where that distinction exists, I think.
Yeah, I think you're going down a murky road here that's difficult to prove. I mean, like you're kind of like a scientist that's trying to prove something that they already believe. And in fact, it could be the consciousness.
No, it makes complete sense to me
because you believe the same thing he does. But it's very the mind is consciousness, okay, as a definition. And consciousness, scientists has yet to define even what it is. So it could well be that.
We have a rudimentary understanding of what it is. I mean, it's a higher order function of different neurons in your brain interacting with each other and exchanging signals.
Okay. So if the consciousness is something beyond this that we experience, and it seems like a fantastic thing. Consciousness seems to me to exist beyond my body in the sense that it's not just my body. I mean, right now I'm in pain. I feel my toe, but it's way down there at the bottom. It's nowhere near where my consciousness lies. And consciousness could just as easily change the shape through its learning, change the shape of the brain, as opposed to the learning itself changing the shape of the brain and then modifying consciousness. So, I mean, you've got a chicken and the egg situation, Nick.
I'm not sure I understand what you said.
So my learning could cause, my consciousness learning could then change the shape of the brain in order to be able to, like writing to a hard drive, mm-hmm. as opposed to the experience itself changing the brain, and therefore the modification of the consciousness exists. Nick is trying to disprove a mind that exists beyond the body.
No, this time I'm not here to prove or disprove anything. I'm seeking to understand. And I was seeking to understand last time as well.
Okay.
Right, well, in order for something to be possibly true to me, it has to be, consistent and make sense. And, I have to understand how people came to think of that in the first place. And
I think that this is,
especially,
this is a burden that smart people bear. Go ahead.
Sorry, what was that?
That's a burden that smart people bear. The idea that their minds are constantly working on those little chinks in logical armor in arguments. Go ahead.
Yeah. But with religion especially, I noticed that a lot of beliefs that people come up with in religion are based on what was known at the time when the religion came about, and then later science contests that,
yep.
Theories of what was at the center of the solar system, even.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a difficulty of writing a religious book at a given portion in time, is anything you write down, you're liable to find out isn't true at some point. I think there's some passage in the Bible about...
It's also why religion historically has held back the progress of science and technology. Like, for instance, Galileo was put under house arrest because of his beliefs that the sun was the center of the solar system?
The Bible really doesn't address that. Mostly that was the church and their afterwards. But
sure.
You know, religion is what religion is at that time.
You could even make the argument that we could be something like 800, 1,000 years further into the future, technologically advanced, medicine, philosophically, because people for so long accepted nonsense answers to life's most important questions.
I wonder about this. I've seen like a pie chart of some of the anti-religionists out there that, you know, not a pie chart, but a graph of time, you know, that shows the increase in sort of knowledge of man up to the Roman times, and then the Dark Ages come along, and bam, it hits the ground, and then goes along that way until the sort of the Renaissance, and then begins to going back up, and that kind of thing. And I wonder, they believed silly things. The Romans believed all kinds of silly things, too. And you know, and humans, this is one of the things that I was talking about earlier, is humans seem to be evolved, if you believe in evolution entirely, seem to be evolved to believe in religion. Because, you know, the vast majority of history and the vast majority of humans believe in some kind of God, and wonders why that is.
That's descriptive, though. I mean, it describes what is, but maybe not necessarily what should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because there might be a propensity for people to go along with whatever cultural narrative they're told to survive, it doesn't mean that ergo religion is true or religion is good.
But what I'm really addressing here is Brett, the point that Brett brought up, which is this, you know, how much farther would we be along in evolution? And one wonders how much farther would we be along in evolution if we had a third arm? I mean, we are these creatures that go for these stories.
Right. Well, technology is different than the evolution of the human brain. Technology can proceed a lot faster because it's not dependent on the reproductive lifespan of a person, right?
So. Indeed. If we lived longer, you know, and you had these great minds living twice the length that they did, it certainly seems like we'd have technology, you know, technology would be increased greatly. And I think that we'll probably see something like that in the relatively near future. Nick, I don't want to cut you out of this.
This expanded way beyond my original topic.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733.
So I back to this whole idea of the original sin. I think that I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I know we're coming up on the end of the segment, but I think it relates...
Tease it!
It relates back to liberty in a very explicit way, and I would like to discuss that.
Okay. I'm wondering about this. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Does religion stand in the way of human liberty?
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kits every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition here with Mark
and Brett
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. On October 19th, let the establishment know that we the people, not the media, will decide the future of this country. Head on over to blackthisout.com to be part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. This is the first step in getting the government out of your life, and out of this economy. Again, it's blackthisout.com. Today, let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. It's blackthisout.com. I'm going to participate in this, and, you know, I'd like it if you would, too. It's blackthisout.com. Stephanie?
Yes.
Original Sin.
Yeah, so we were talking about original sin in the last segment, and Mark, you were kind of questioning how is this relevant to liberty, or is it relevant? And I think it really is, because for several reasons, but one that came up a little bit earlier on the show, as Brett was mentioning, is the treatment of children. I mean, the idea that children are born evil, you know, all people are born evil because of this original sin that happened, and they essentially need to be beat into submission and dominated and just treated like little animals, right? And they're really not, it's really not respecting them as people.
So
it's it's in schools, it's in all kinds of stuff.
I would agree that the ideas that's Judeo-Christian, which encompasses Islam also, idea has many sort of undertones that are less than favorable. I think that it has some good stuff involved in it too, but as far as weighing them out, what the goods and the bads are, where society would be like predicting the future. We've got 2,000 years of this stuff, and noting one side or the other, you know, it's very difficult. But you know, I hate it when dislike it when religion is dumped into, say, just the belief of God, a belief in God. I believe there's a creator. However, I don't know that I have religious beliefs, or maybe I do. I don't know how to even use these terms properly.
Well,
but a lot of people that
oftentimes belief in a creator or sort of new age religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs, I mean, it still is belief in something supernatural, right? So it's not consistent with the natural world that we understand, right? And I think that there are times when even those beliefs, though they may not be associated with some of the really heinous things that are in mainstream religions, are still damaging because it's a belief in something that's not obviously real. You know, it's suspending disbelief. It's making oneself susceptible to believing what an authority figure says instead of what you can make sense of out of the world.
No, I think that, right? At the same time, it does allow, for one, if I go by my own experiences, my experiences are I've had these, you know, supernatural feelings, these amazing awe sort of filled experiences where I, you know, feel God. So my experiences tell me there's a God. I would have to listen to an authority figure, like a scientist or somebody like that, to believe that there isn't one.
So would you believe that if you believe in a God, do you believe that a God is pulling the strings or sort of controlling things?
I don't know. I tend to wonder about that. You know, there's times in my life.
Because that could be a dangerous idea, too. I mean, there's people who are into liberty.
There are people that believe in predestination that don't even believe that there is a God. There are people that believe that your animal instincts and your chemicals run your mind. So the idea that you know, Christians believe in predestination or religious people believe in predestination and non-religious people believe in it. So, I mean, there
they
are
and some
kooky ideas. I mean, I don't believe in predestination
but
at all.
The kooky ideas are the problem, Mark.
Clarification, are we talking about determinism?
Yeah. Determinism. Right.
I think predestination, which I just mentioned because it's kind of funny, was the idea that it was already decided at the very beginning who will go to heaven and who will go to hell.
Okay.
But it also decides everything that's in between. I'm
sure.
The reason you had to go. And it makes perfectly good sense. If God is all-powerful, then he must have created time. And to create time, you have to be outside of it. So therefore, everything that exists through time had to have been created by God all at once.
Yeah,
I mean,
there are many paradoxes, right? Like, how could a God know everything that's going to happen? So determinism, essentially, it doesn't make any sense. I just laugh and get tripped up when I even think about it because there's so many logical mental gymnastics that one has to put oneself through to kind of wrap their head around it. And I just think that kind of thinking, like just accepting things that don't really make sense, can be really dangerous and can lead people down bad paths.
Well, I mean, it's just a fear of the unknown. I mean, I don't know how many New Age religions have led people down bad paths. I'm not really sure of that. I mean, the idea that there is a God and that he created the universe and that he loves us.
Accepting things that aren't evidence-based and are not consistent with reality.
But I just explained to you that that your evidence is different than my evidence because this is all perceptual. We're experiencing this world through our senses, and they are what they are. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe you're mistaken, right? The possibility exists that you're mistaken. And you won't accept it for a second, but, I mean, the only possibility
seems,
here is that I'm mistaken, right?
It seems pretty clear that there... Mark,
let's go to Zach.
You didn't let me finish my thought. Go ahead. That's fine.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
No, I'm secure enough.
Okay.
It's fine.
Oh, Zach in Florida. Here we go. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
1 second, sorry.
Hello?
Speakerphone on. Just wanted to call in and about something I was thinking about last night, about how government affects the market just whenever it does anything.
Yeah, indeed it does.
Okay. Every time that the government does anything that would otherwise be done by the free market or in the private sector, you know, there's unchecked inefficiencies, there's costs that go up. You know, always, and because the funds are being provided not by customers, well, not customers in the traditional sense. You know, these customers can't say no. They
serfs.
You know, they can't really shop anywhere else. So
serfs.
The costs just go up. You know, it's easy money.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't respond to market incentives, and so well, they go up at least for a little bit. You know, if that happens in the private sector, that cost is controlled to not waste profit for the company owner. You know, to not add cost to the customers so they don't go to your competition. But in the government, it's just, you know, oh, well, whatever, borrow more, tax more, doesn't really matter, right? It's infinite money.
It's close. I mean, obviously, at some point or another, the house of cards falls.
Well, of course. But, and, you know, we don't even necessarily need or want the service that's being provided by, you know, the business that we have to go to. You know, like a war, bailouts. you know, really anything.
Drug war.
Yeah. And this leads to not only extra cost, but a loss in innovation. So every time a cost goes up in business, you want to try to prevent that cost, right? You want to do something different. You want to innovate a new product or a new way of doing things to keep that cost low or make it appealing. And so every time that's not done, you don't innovate anything. You just keep it the status quo just for...
Zach?
Does anybody hear anything?
No, it's gone. I think Zach might have dropped off the line.
I don't know whether that's the case. We lost him, says GCN. Okay.
You know, I don't think he'll find much disagreement with us.
Yeah.
He was saying.
One thing he's pointing out that's obviously true is that the government, if Zach wants to call back in, we can take his call. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's some kind of technical difficulty, the one call per evening rule does not necessarily apply. But, you know, the government is an agency that does not have incentive to innovate. It can continue. I mean, look at the last organizations to pick up computers. As I understand it,
didn't the CIA not have email until a couple
of
years
ago? It was the FBI, and it was relatively recently, and they just couldn't make it work. Sorry, we just can't make an email system work.
Unbelievable.
And, you know... You know what? Contract with Yahoo. They'll get you something. At the time, Yahoo would have been a bigger provider of email addresses than many. But, you know, it's baffling. Zach's back. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and take Zach here. Zach, you're saying?
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
All right. You were talking. You want to continue? Or?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. And, you know, every time that cost goes up, you want to create, you want to innovate, you want to do something different, and that when the government has a hand in it, either by completely doing it itself, i.e. the roads, some fields of healthcare or whatever, or just even something that it regulates, like in the USDA or environmental policy or any of these, really, it just stays the same. There's no incentive to change anything because the government just tells you how it's done and what to do, and therefore, you know, it wouldn't usually be that big of a deal, but this creates parasitic business models that feed off of those inefficiencies, those costs that just go up.
I think there are great arguments to be had that if you own a business or run one, that you should not take government contracts because they will hurt your business.
Zach, I want to hear where you're going with this. Just hold the line, if you will. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.